The Gemara in Daf Chafalf and Aleph is discussing the different things that an Aval is not allowed to do, and one of the things are that he's also lukas b'tayr b'vit m'ksubim, is not allowed to learn chumash lishnas mishnah medrash alachas v'agadas v'ashas. He can't learn tayr b'chsav, can't learn tayr b'apay. Basically, can't learn anything. So Aval is also b'talmud tayr. Now there's a very fascinating ma'isa said over about the Ragachover ma'isa, which is very difficult to understand, but this is brought down in the Sefer Isha Meshitas from Reb Zevin. In his Maimer on the Ragachover, he says like this. He says said that during the time after the Ptira of the Ragachover's wife, he was sitting Shiva. Many people came to be Menachem Aval, and during that time, during the Shiva, they said that he was learning business as usual, mamash learning, Yom of Alayla, speaking and learning, saying Shurim, saying over the Retira, as if nothing happened. He was not, seemingly not keeping this halacha at all of an Aval being Aser B'Divrei Torah. And finally, someone had the courage to ask him, what's the pshat, how are you learning? An Aval is Aser B'Divrei Torah. And the way he brings down the Ragashav's response was like this. He says, it's true, an Aval is also a bit divertara. It's true that what I'm doing is an Avera, and I'm gonna get an Einish for that. I'm going to get a Kehanim for this. But Afal Pichin, I'll be Mekabel the Einish Ba'ava. I'll accept the Ba'ava of a Ratzon, because it's Kedai to get an Einish for the Limud HaTorah. The Torah is so precious and so Geshmak that it's worth it to get an Einish for it and not to give up the Geshmak and the Hana of Limud HaTorah. That's the way the Mice is brought down over there in Isha Meshitas. Now, this is very, very difficult to understand, Chalila, that an Adam Gala would say such a thing, that he's willing to do an Avera because it's Geshmak, even though it's for Limud HaTorah, but he can't go Keneged a Beferish HaHalacha and Shas and Shulchan Aruch and say that he's willing to do it, and he's willing to get the Einish because he has Hana from it. Very difficult to accept this Maisa the way it's written. And I would think that L'chai the Pshat is, and I've seen people who say this, is like this. The Yerushalmi over here, Perek Yom HaHalacha, has a Heter, a very mechudish dege heter in this iser of an oval learning divrei Torah. The Yerushalmi says, "Im haya lahut achar hatara mutter." If a person is lahut achar hatara, then it's mutter for him to learn Torah. What does it mean lahut? What does it mean is lahut achar hatara? It means a person is mamish infatuated with Torah. A person mamish can't live without it for a second. He's so involved and so engrossed in this Torah, he gets such a hana from it that a second without learning he can't exist. If a person is on such a madrega of being lahut achar hatara, he's allowed to learn during his avelus. That's the heter of the Yerushalmi. It's not brought down by the Paiskim. Beseisiv says the Paiskim don't bring it. He mentions it. He says the Paiskim like Hasvu, but Lamaisa, that is a Hatadu Shalmi gives. So it would seem that the Ragachover was being Semech on the Seter. If there was anyone who was Lot Achar HaTaira, we could definitely hear that about the Ragachover, as Reb Zevin brings down over there earlier, Maisa. The reason why the Ragachover had such long hair, one of the reasons that are given is because he wasn't willing to take off his yarmulke for a second and to stop learning and get a haircut because he couldn't stop learning for a second. And Mela, he got a haircut very rarely. He was a person who mamash couldn't stop learning for a second. So by him, he felt that he fell into that category of lot achar tara. So it was mutter for him to learn during avelus. And if it's true that he responded the way he did, the way that Zevin brings it, I would imagine that was machmas his anivus. He wanted to hide the real reason. He didn't want to tell everyone, you know, I'm a person who's lot achar tara. So he made up this reason. Kilu chalila is willing to get punished for limud hatara, but of course he wouldn't chalila do it necessary. He's been semech on this hata, the hata du shami, lo nacha atara, and that's why he did it. I saw afterwards in the Chuvas Lev Avram, he says this hasber in the Maisa. He also says it's not shaykh to be mekabel the Maisa the way it's written. And also I saw brought down B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Bididi Havi Uvda. He brings down B'Shem Reb Chaim that he said the same beer, that he's been semech on this Yerushalmi of Lod Achar HaTaira. Now the Etzem Vardy Yerushalmi, what's Taki the Pshat? What's the Pshat that we are matter in Isser Limud HaTaira for an Aval if he's Lod Achar HaTaira? Why suddenly we matter in Isser because he has such a connection to learning? So I saw a very nice Hasber from Chatzko Abramsky. This is brought down in the Mishmar HaLevi on Brachas from Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger. He said that Chatzko Abramsky was mazur like this. There's a Psak that the Paiskim say, Taisus says this in Brachas over there, that even though Rechitza is Aser for an Aval, but that's only a Rechitza of Tainuk. But let's say a person has Chatatim Bereisha, he has some type of medical condition, that if he's not Rechitz, if he doesn't take a shower, if he doesn't bathe himself, then it's going to be a Tsar. He's going to have a Tsar because of the lack of Rechitza. And then Taisa says it's Mutter to be Rechitz, because the Isser Rechitza is because Chazal didn't want you to get the Tainuk, the Geshmak, the pleasure of Rechitza. But if by not being Rechitz you have actual Tsar, they're not Mechavi to be but Tsar, and therefore Rechitza would be Mutter. So Reb Chatzko Abramsky said, that's the pshat in this Yerushalmi. For most people, Chazal said you can't learn Torah because Torah brings a certain geshmak, a certain hana, a certain tainuk. So for most people, if you learn, you get a geshmak out of it, you get a hana. If you don't learn, you're missing that hana. But there's not a tzar. You don't necessarily feel a tzar. But a person who's low in achar tzar, a person who mamish can't live a second without tzar, he's so connected to tzar, they can't live without for a minute without tzar. For him, not learning is a tzar. It's not just a lack of hana, but he's actually has tzar from the lack of limud tzar. And the mele for him would be mutter to learn, because that's like a rechitza shenishol tining. It's a rechitza which is not coming to bring hana, it's coming to remove tzar, remove the tzar of not being able to learn. That is the pshat in the hetter of the Yerushalmi, and that is mistaber. That would be the pshat in the smaisa of the Rogachev, that was the hetter for him to learn during his shiva, because he was taka on this madrega, being lot achar tayra, a person who couldn't live a second without limud atayra.